Okay. Welcome to the call, everyone. I hope you just get somewhere comfy where you can relax, turn away from your computer so you're not checking emails during the call. Even if you're on the webcast, at least you're signed in on there and or clicked in on it. And there is a place where during the call you can send in questions. If you have some burning question that I haven't answered by the time we're getting about two-thirds of the way through the call and you feel like, oh, I don't know if she's going to get to this, go ahead and send it to me through the web, and I can look at it that way. So I had said earlier the webcast has an eight-second delay. That should not affect anybody because I don't imagine anyone's got the phone and the webcast going at the same time. So we don't have to worry about that. So this is I'm Carolyn. I'm sure you all know that, recognize my voice. Some of you I have never talked to before, but so I'm glad to have this chance to talk with you now. And this is my preview call for the upcoming introductory course. I just got a lot of questions from people about, okay, is this what I need right now? Should I jump right into Calico? Can I take this class? And maybe I won't ever do Calico, or would it be good if I take it and I'm going to massage school? Or I just got so many questions that I don't have time to answer that many emails. So let's just have a call and answer all the questions at once. It's easier for me to talk it out also rather than trying to write it all out in words. So thanks for your interest in this work, first of all. We had nearly 100 people register for this call, and that makes me really happy. I love this healing work because I've seen the incredible results in the lives of my clients and my friends and my family and myself, and it makes me really happy that it's getting so much more mainstream now than it used to be. Although I kind of like to be the weird one on the fringe. Now it's pretty mainstream. You can Google energy healing and find a million different ways of doing it out there. But my thing is I have a dream. People who have heard me speak before know that. I have a dream. It is to have a facilitator in every family. I don't like to say healer because my belief is that God is the healer. But we're just the helpers. We're the facilitators. If you can have a facilitator, just one person, and I'm not talking about your immediate family, in an extended family, one person who learns these simple life-changing techniques that can have a dramatic positive effect on so many lives. People in the family who aren't even consciously aware of it, when the energy shifts, there's no secrets in the energy field. It helps everybody in an entire family. So it's just helped me so much in my life. It's so functional, so practical. I use it every day. It's valuable to me, and I can't imagine not having it. So let's get started. The reason why I'm starting this introductory class is because I kept getting a nudge that I needed to do it, basically. And it finally just got to a really strong knowing that this is needed. There needs to be some foundational information for people. A lot of it is for people who are really interested in the work, but they're not quite sure where to go and what voices to listen to. There's so much out there, and I wanted to just from my perspective give people some kind of just basic energy stuff, and they can take it and run with it from there, whatever they want to do with it. But so I asked several people like what they would want to know about energy healing. If I did a beginning class, what would you want to know? Well, most of the people that I asked that to originally were newbies to it, the kind of interested, but they didn't even know enough to know what questions to ask. And so that was helpful in and of itself, just knowing that, oh, okay, I'll come up with what I think is important. I did get some great input from others, too, and then I just followed my heart with what I thought would be the most beneficial information to include in this course, as well as what to leave out, because there's so much stuff out there. It's like, okay, I don't want to confuse people. What do I leave in? What do I leave out? What is important to know? What is, extra stuff that is interesting, but they can find that in a book or something somewhere else. When I started this journey, I wish I would have had somebody that I felt like I was on the same wavelength with, that I trusted, that I could have asked a bunch of questions. to. And I did have some people and some teachers, and I would ask them things, and sometimes they couldn't answer things that I really wanted to know. And sometimes I can't answer things. I mean, people will come to my class and ask me, and oftentimes they'll just hear me say, I haven't learned that yet. I don't know that yet. And it's probably something that I have searched for and tried to find somewhere, and it's just not put into words yet. And I'm a prayerful person. I learn my best things, and the most cleanest things that I learn is through praying and asking and listening. And that's, for me, that's been the best place for me to get my information, and then I think that's the best place for most people to get their information. Everybody has different belief systems, so, you know, meditation or whatever that is for you, where you can get quiet and still and listen and get answers to things that you need or that you're wondering. But since I have put so much blood, sweat, and tears into this for all these years, I'm happy to share it with people. I want to share it with people. I love the work. I'm excited about it. I love that other people are excited to learn it, and it's fun for me to teach people. So I love the questions. I like having chances to answer people. So I have a lot of students each year go through my Calico Healing classes, and I teach those about 4 to 5 times a year. There's a level 1, which is 2 days, and a level 2, which is 2 days. And I have always done them separately, because after 2 days, it's a lot of information. And I had thought about combining them together, and I just thought, I don't know, that might overload people. But I just, last September, I thought, you know what, I'm just going to do a 4-day intensive and see what happens. And my purpose in doing that is for the benefit of the student coming, so that they don't have to pay travel costs twice, and, you know, so they can get here, learn everything in one fell swoop, rather than coming and going and traveling and leaving their kids and their work and their, you know, all that stuff. It makes it a lot easier for them. Now, I've taken polls on my students, and the ones that did the 2-day and then came back later for the level 2, and you can still do that. They're together, but you don't have to take all 4 days. They say, that was great. I'm so glad I had a few months in between, or a year in between, or whatever, and came back and took the other one, because then I really got it. I could really apply it, blah, blah, blah. And the ones who did all 4 days at once said, I loved doing all 4 days at once. It was great to get all the information at once. It made it all make sense. So they didn't have any other thing to compare it to from either side. But I'm just glad that everybody was happy with it. So however that works, this introductory course, I wanted to make it a teleseminar, because then everybody can do it from their own home. And, you know, we've got the internet. We've got my Calicos. It needs to be in person. I need to personally connect with people in that class and do demonstrations and have them do demonstrations. This beginning class, we can do it through handouts, through emails, through the telephone, through the webcast. If we can do it that way, let's do it that way. And everybody gets to participate in the comfort of their own home. So that's kind of how I decided to set this up. And the topics, most of the questions I got were, is this something I need? If I know a little bit about energy work, would this class be beneficial for me? Or should I just go right into Calico Healing? Or, you know, maybe somebody isn't along their journey to want to do Calico Healing, or maybe they're in a profession they love and they don't really want to do that. They just want to know a little bit more about energy. You know, that's where the questions were. How do I know if this is a fit for me? How do I know if this is something that can help me? All of that stuff. So the best way for me to answer that is to just go over the course outline a little bit, because I think when I read over the course outline, and it's on the website, it's on calicohealing.com, some of you may have noticed I am transitioning from carolyncooper.com to calicohealing.com. And so because Calico Healing is growing so big so fast, I needed to have a hub site for that. So Carolyn Cooper is still up, but anytime you register for anything, you're going to go to Calico Healing now. from now on. And it's not all the way finished. We'll have a grand opening with grand prizes and all that stuff next month. I'm changing the look of some of, yeah. Took a long time to get it where it is, but it's not quite where I want it yet. So we're still working on that. And if you're on my email list, which, yeah, all of you are, you'll get more info on that. But so all of this, the course outline is listed on calicohealing.com, but I'm going to go over it with you and give you a little more detail, a little more juicy detail on it, just so it will be easier for you to judge if this is something you need or not. So by the time I get through with the course outline, if you feel like you already know most of that stuff, then there's your answer. You know, no, this class isn't necessary for you. If this all sounds new and interesting and, wow, I don't know anything about that, then, yes, you're a great candidate for this class. So the first week, good vibrations. All right, it's good vibrations and how your vibrations work with the law of attraction. So let's just talk about those vibrations for a minute. Everything in the universe has a vibration to it. And in this class, we're going to talk a lot more about that. We're going to discuss how quantum physics scientists are now, you know, they have machines now, instruments that can measure different megahertz of different vibrations. And there's just a lot of really cool research going on now. But we pick up things from other people. Like I said earlier, there's no secrets in the energy field. So, you know, we pick things up, we send things out, all of that. It's how we can, you know, little tips, little things that we can do to keep our energy in a good place, exercises on how to shield yourself so you're not picking up other things. And actually, it doesn't shield yourself. Sounds that can have a negative tone to it, but that's not how my intention for it is. It's actually frees you up to be more kind, loving, generous, because you're not worried about somebody having negativity in your energy or picking up stuff like that. You know, you can tell if you're in a room and someone walks in who's a real downer, you can feel that. Or if you're in a room and someone walks in who's just an upper and happy and they don't even have to say anything, you can sense it in their energy. That's how we all want to be. I'm sure that's how you all are all the time. So that's what we're going to talk about, like the different vibrations and how our thoughts have a huge impact on that. You'll also get a handout on how to create what I call a manifestation list. And there's a lot of talk about the law of attraction. 20 years ago when I was teaching fitness classes, I used to always give a tip of the day, and I'd always say, and remember, what you think about, you bring about. You know, I run into girls now that I haven't seen for years, and they go, I remember you used to always say, what you think about, you bring about, and I didn't get it at the time. You know, now that the law of attraction is out there and people know of it, well, it's always been out there, but it's been kind of in our faces a lot for the last several years now, which is great. People are getting it and understanding it more. It's the law of the harvest. You reap what you sow. So we're going to talk about that and how that fits in. And, you know, we'll have a little handout on five steps to attracting higher vibrations and also resonating higher vibrations, stuff like that. So that's all in the first week. Wow, if I can fit that all in one class. Okay, then week two, your energy system. There's actually seven. The three most well-known are the chakra system, the aura, and the meridians. And most modalities do chakras. Some of them do only meridians. Some actually do all three and a lot more now. When I first started doing this, you know, there weren't as many modalities out there and they didn't cover all of these. In Calico Healing, we learn about all seven of them. In level one, we learn about the chakras, how to fix them, what's in there, what to do with what's in there, all of that stuff. This class, this introductory class, you learn about them, what they are, what to look for. I'll tell you ways that you can check your own chakras and keep them aligned, but it is not the same as the Calico Healing course where you actually learn the techniques how to fix them, if I can say that, fix them. It's not the same as that. It's not as in-depth as that. But you do learn what they are and about them, and it's like each chakra, which they're spheres of energy starting from where you sit to the crown of your head. There's seven of them. They resonate to different colors. They carry different topics, things like that. So we get to learn all about those, and they're just really fascinating. And also we'll learn about the auras and the meridians. The other systems are the grid, the primary rhythm, the radiant circuits, the Celtic weave. And we learn all of those in level two of Calico Healing. For a beginning class, there's no reason to go over all of those. I mean, I know people who have been in the healing field for years and years, and they don't know anything about those other four. So it's not necessary for beginners to know that. But it will be really interesting for you to learn some things about the aura, the meridians, and the chakras. So week three is listening to the wisdom of your body. Every physical ailment has a probable emotional cause with it. And so we learn about that and how the thoughts and the physical and the spiritual and emotional and how they're all tied together, and just how to interpret what your body is saying to you, how to trust it. And I've got a whole handout about on different empowering exercises to help keep your energy grounded, help keep you balanced, help keep you strong. Because when you get off balance, you can feel that. Most people feel like, I'm a little off, not sure what it is. So these are just simple, easy little things that you can do. You can do them every morning if you want, or whenever you need them. They're great to teach to kids. Some of them are actually brain gym exercises, GYM, braingym.org. A lot of school teachers here in my area do lots of the brain gym exercises because it helps the right and left brain hemisphere connect, and it's really great for kids' learning abilities and grown-ups. So not all of them are brain gym, but some of them are related to some of those types. So that's a really fun class because you get really usable tools that you can use the rest of your life if you want. Okay, week four. How are we doing on time? Ooh, don't let me forget that special bonus. Okay, week four is actually a Calico Healing session. I'm just going to do a big group session with everybody, and it depends on how many people in the class that are enrolled in the class. If you've ever been on one of my group healing sessions, it does not matter how many people or how far away they are. That doesn't matter at all. It just the topic, I think I'll just take a poll of everybody in the class and have them vote on what topic we want to work on that day, or we could work on several, depending on what questions come in, what people want to work on. For my group sessions, you know, like we'll do, well, the three biggies that everybody always wants is finances, relationships, and weight. And we also do health and intuition and family stuff. Anyway, there's lots of different topics. We can make up a new one if we want to. But so that's what that's going to be, is a group session, because I wanted everyone to experience that. And the more I thought about that, here comes a special bonus. Hang on. Oh, wait, let me tell you one other thing first. Ooh, that was like on the reality shows on TV, and they go, but wait, we have a commercial first. I didn't mean to do that, but... well, maybe I did. Okay, on this Thursday is one of those group healing sessions. Those are $35. You can sign up on calicohealing.com. Just go to the group phone. So if you want to check out one of those, if you're deciding to sign up for the class or not, if you want to come on Thursday's call, you can just register online and check it out. Anyway, it's on, I love this topic, it's on uncovering your talents and your creativity. So that's what this coming Thursday is. So back to the special bonus. I got this brilliant idea. I have all these Calico Healing graduates that are great at what they're doing, and I've borrowed some of those, just a few by invitation. And if you are a Level 2 graduate and you're listening on this call and you weren't one of the ones I emailed, please don't have your feelings hurt, because you will get a turn. I just only needed a few this time. So anyway, every single one of them was so happy to be involved in this. I'm doing a master's class down the road. I haven't had time to put it all together yet. And part of their assignment for the master's class is to do a free session for one of the students in the introductory class. So I'm just gonna take like the first 20 people that sign up for the introductory course, which is you can sign up online. It's $247, but you can do two payments. I have a payment plan on there. If you want, you can scroll down and you'll see it on the website. I mean, I charge $150 for a session. Most of my graduates that come out start at $75 or $100. So that's just the extra freebie you get. They're great. And then you get to experience what it's like to have a whole 50-minute or an hour, however long they want to go with you, session all to yourself and get whatever you want cleared and worked on. And so I'm really excited about that. So anyway, if you're thinking about taking this class, please hurry and sign up for it so that you can be one of the ones that, and I'll just email whoever it is and let you know and hook you up with a buddy. What do they call them at my daughter's school? They have a sixth grader that's a buddy for the third graders. But anyway, like that kind of. And, you know, and if you really like them and you want to do further appointments with them, you can down the road and, you know, pay and get one down the road. But this one that comes as the special bonus is a free one. So just to let you know about that. Okay, week 5 of the course, it's just question and answer. It's your time to pick my brain for anything that you want to know. And after all the things that we've learned for the other 4 weeks, when we get to week 5, then you'll probably have a lot more questions, because that's what tends to happen. You know, the more we learn, the more we know we don't know. So by the time we get to week 5, I'm sure you will have lots of questions, and we're just going to spend a whole class time on answering all everybody's questions. And I love doing that. I do it in my Calico Healing classes, and people will ask questions, and other people go, "Oh, I'm glad she asked that." You know, everybody can glean from somebody else's questions. So that's pretty much all the different weeks. So as I went through that, if that sounded like something that spoke to you and you intuitively went, "Oh, I'd like to learn all that stuff," then, yeah, this class is for you. Some people already know a lot of that stuff, like I said before, so you know, I would invite you to come to a Calico Healing. I love to have people come that are trained in other modalities, or maybe not even trained but have had lots of experience with it. Most of the people who come through my courses who have been trained in other things, RET, EFT, Body Talk, whatever, there's tons of them out there, and they're really good. They're, you know, really good modalities. Calico is really fast. It's speedy. I don't like to do a lot of drama and all of that with it. It's like, just get to it and clear it. The energy wants it done, clean and quick. And, you know, so most of the people say, "Wow, this is great. I can use it with everything else I have learned over my life." But most of the time they end up not using all the other things, because it's already in the structure of Calico anyway, and they can go a lot quicker just doing Calico. So and it sounds like, I don't mean to sound arrogant saying that, because to me this is God's work. I'm just a helper. So I feel like, you know what, I can brag about it a little, because he did a great work. He did a good job of telling me what to put in it and how to use it and stuff. So I don't take the credit for that. But, you know, and some people want to just do it for them, for their friends and their family. You know, sometimes a lot of people come just going, I don't want to do this as a profession. Or they learn it and find out, wow, this is easy. I'm pretty good at this. I'm helping a lot of people. Oh, my sister found out, and then she told her neighbor, and then the neighbor told her sister-in-law. And then, you know, and people will come out of the woodwork when they know you do this. But people who do want to do it and do it for a business, a lot of students want to do it as a profession, and I've got tons of people out there right now doing it. You can Google Calico Healing and find people. I will soon have a practitioner's directory on my new site as soon as I get everything all done. But, you know, they come to class, they attend it, they practice it, they start attracting clients. And I've got gals that are moms with little kids, and, you know, they'll maybe do a couple sessions on a Wednesday night when dad's there to watch the kids, and a couple on a Saturday morning, you know, like maybe five sessions a week. That's it, charging $100 a session, and it's well worth it, believe me. And, you know, that's an extra $500 a week. That's an extra $2,000 a month, and the entire class is only $1,500. So I know, I have a coach who says, you should be charging five times that. And I said, I know, but because I know what it's worth. I know what the work is worth and what it can change, what it can do for lives. But I also want to make people have to reach a little bit for it, but I want to make it affordable because, remember my dream, a facilitator in every family, that's really important to me to just get it out there and get the work out and get people doing it. Let me just check and see if there are any questions that came in that I didn't answer yet. That's a great question. Do you cover all the topics you cover in the introductory Calico session in the Calico 1 and 2 classes? Specifically the Brain Gym, we do a little bit of them. I don't spend a ton of time on them in the Calico One class. I don't spend lots of detail time on them. We do them in class, but I probably won't explain them as much as I do in the intro class. And there is some overlap, but basically the intro class is it's more of all the foundational stuff that I would love people to know before they get to level one. It's just, it's really a lot easier for them. It seems like every time I teach a class, and I love this, it's great, and I know people are drawn that are ready for it, but I'll have people, you know, call me like 3 days before, do you still have room in your Calico Healing class? Because I just found out about it from a friend, and I think I need to be there. Usually I have extra books and stuff on hand. I have changed venues this year. I used to do it at Red Mountain Spa, which I love, but it was my choice to take it to somewhere, do it in a different place. It's a little Green Gate Village. It's darling bed and breakfast right in the center of town. But I can only fit like 27 tops people in there, 25 people. It's pretty good. So I have to limit it. So if anybody's thinking about coming in May, you might want to sign up soon because I'm going to have to put a limit on it here pretty quick. I'm also doing one in Salt Lake City in July the 14th through the 17th up in the Sandy area in Salt Lake City. So if you're interested in that. So there is, to answer this question, yes, there is a little bit of overlap, but a lot of the stuff I'm telling you in the intro class is not the same. It's kind of like in Calico, we just kind of hit the ground running and go. And this is more of a take more time and explain it better or explain it slower, explain more. Somebody asked, can you apply this modality with animals? Oh, yes, of course. I work on animals all the time. And pretty much every time I go somewhere where someone's got a dog or a cat or whatever, they always come up to me. And my little girl laughs. Mom, animals always come to you. And I'm not a super animal. I love my cat, but I like animals, but I'm not one of those animal crazy people or anything. Not that anything's wrong with that. But I tend to draw them to me when I go to people's houses. And I just know, oh, this dog needs something cleared. Or that, you know. So I'll just work on them for a minute, and then they're fine. Does a problem with one part of the body over and over relate to an energy block? Yes, I would say so. Yeah, usually it's a block, or it can be all sorts of things, not just an energy block. It can be a lot of times it's old triggers from past incidences. There's love is the highest vibration, fear is the lowest vibration. We get all these different vibrations. When we're up in the upper half, you know, we're in gratitude, love, joy, clarity, peace, all of those, that feels good. That feels good to our spirit to be there. When we're in the lower ones, you know, greed, anger, sorrow, resentment, jealousy, all of those, that does not feel good to us. It's not a good place to be. So a lot of times you just get, when you do this work, you just kind of get to where you can feel, ooh, there's a lower vibration stuck there. So a lot of times lower vibrations are from some of the stories in our life that we've downloaded, and little pieces of them just got stuck here and there. I think in shamanism they call that soul journeying, and you go on a meditation and you go find pieces of your soul. I don't call it that, but you know, every modality has a different way of explaining things. So for me, it's like, well, it's stuck in your energy field. We don't have to journey to find it. It's right here. So we're just going to quickly clean it out and release that. Let's see if I've got... Okay, so somebody wrote in and said, I've had calico healing energy clearings before. Feel like I have a good grasp on the basics. I'm signed up for the September training. I would say if you've had appointments before and you feel like you've got a good grasp on the basics, then you would not need the introductory course. And I did want to answer this one here. A couple people have written in asking specific questions about how do I get rid of negative messages or past things in my life or all that. You know what? I would suggest I am not doing private sessions at this time because I'm writing a book and trying to get that done. But I've got, you know, if you want to email me, I've got lots of people that I could send you to, lots of my students that are, I would suggest having a session and getting that done. Lifetime stuff, man, I can run a timeline on somebody in about, I don't know, 10, 20 seconds, and your spirit knows all the details. We don't need to dredge it up. We don't need to talk about it. Your spirit will pull up. It's like pushing the search button on a computer, on your bio computer there, and it will pull up anything that your spirit knows it doesn't need to carry anymore, anything that's hindering that your body is, your spirit is ready to let go of at this time. Some things we tend to hang on to because we know we haven't quite finished learning the lessons for this or for that. And that's not my call. That's, you know, I just follow where the energy takes me when I'm working on somebody. But for several of you that wrote in to ask specific questions like that, I would say, oh, you know what, have a session. Or better yet, sign up for the basics class and get a free session. So, if you're gonna, you know, if you're gonna pay for a session, you might as well do the healing class while you're at the teleclass while you're at it. Okay, I am going to. There's somebody that has said she's had lots of clearing sessions. She's listed, wow, a whole bunch of different modalities here that she's done, and saying, I do positive affirmations daily, and why hasn't any of this worked for me? My immediate thing on reading that is because somewhere on a deep subconscious level, there's a feeling of not being worthy of it to clear, or not feeling like you deserve it, which there's just, I'm just going to clear that for you right now if you don't mind. I hope you don't mind. Yeah, your spirit's giving me permission, but it's like there's a knot. I can see it in my mind's eye. There's a big dark knot. You got a lot of false beliefs stuck in there about just being worthy to accept all this work, and that it's safe to accept it. And I need anything else? And that was really. Sometimes things are so deeply embedded in the subconscious, we're not even aware that we're carrying them. And anything else on that? Nope, that was. I can't see it anymore. It's gone. I'll just see things in my mind's eye, and I can't see it. I hope that helps. To the lady who wrote that in, if you want to email me later, and, well, I'm kind of funny about telling people's personal things on a call with 100 people on. So if you want to email me later and just let me know how you're feeling, or if I need to tweak something else for you, I'm happy to do that for you. And... Okay. Oh, no. The one who wrote about her daughter and granddaughter, no, you are just fine, and I'm just going to clear a little thing for you right here. Okay. So most of the other questions were all along the same line. Is this class for me? Is this class not for me? So I'm hoping by going through all the contents of the class a little more, you know, hopefully I gave you a little more clarity on that and that that made more sense to you so that you can make a decision on, yeah, I'm going to sign up or no, I already know this stuff. But I would love for you to come to one of my classes somewhere sometime. That would be great. I love teaching people this stuff, and I love seeing people learn it and just take off with it. And then I get emails, and they say, wow, I worked on so-and-so, and this happened, and that happened, and it made them so happy. And, you know, it's all about spreading the joy. So anyway, thank you so much for calling in. If you still have any questions after this call, feel free to email me or my assistant, Rhonda. She's great at getting back to people and answering questions. It's Rhonda with the H, R-H-O-N-D-A, at carolyncooper.com. We still have the old email addresses, even though we're working from the new website, but Rhonda at carolyncooper.com. If you have more questions or whatever, she can answer them really well, or if there's something that she wants to pass on to me, she can. Or you can always email me, Carolyn at carolyncooper.com, and I'll do my best to answer whatever questions you have, if there's anything more. And I promised you we'd be off before 45 minutes, so I'm so proud of myself for being done on time. And let me just check if there's any other questions that came in here. No, I think I got all of them. So, okay. Thank you so much for calling. I hope everybody has a wonderful night, and hope to talk to you again sometime. And if you want to join me Thursday night, we'll be doing a group call Thursday night, so you can experience it then if you want to too. So thanks so much. I'm going to sign off now. Bye.
The moderator has left the conference.